This is the Dinner Party Download from APM, American Public Media. Let's meet our guest of honor.
Yes, and this week it's actor Gael Garcia Bernal. He was a TV star in his native Mexico from a very young age, and then broke into the international art house circuit with roles in the acclaimed films Amores Perros and Y Tu Mamá También. He went on to star in movies like Babel, Rosewater, and The Motorcycle Diaries.
His latest project is a series for Amazon called Mozart in the Jungle. In it, Gael plays Rodrigo, a wunderkind classical music conductor who's brought to New York to breathe life into the city's stodgy orchestra. The role just earned him a Golden Globe nomination. When I spoke with Gael, I asked him who's had a better life, him or Rodrigo?
Wow, that catches me off guard, you know? Because, you know, Rodrigo is has a very attractive life in a way, but incredibly chaotic. But there is something that he has that I envy a lot, and it's an easygoingness. So maybe that's what happens when one reaches that point of genius.
Not only does he not sweat the small stuff, but he's a free spirit who seems to be really guided just by whatever strikes his fancy.
Exactly. He goes into music. He goes into this world, yes, which is completely abstract, and it's a tangent, and I envy that. I mean, I wish I could do that, you know, and I could abstract myself into that. On the contrary, I go into very kind of mundane, day-to-day soap opera, you know, problematics.
Well, you have your own art as well that you've practiced for quite a while. But as you say, he does go into music. How much did you know about classical music before taking on this role?
To be honest, I knew nothing. But before doing the show, I felt I did. I mean, I always enjoyed it and kind of appreciated it, but it wasn't something that it is now, that now I'm completely submerged into the fascination of symphonic music.
Emily Wu, the first violin, she played sharp 17 times in the first movement alone. And then the horns came a bar late, which completely threw off the clarinet, and we weren't able to perceive Tchaikovsky's desired dynamic shift from bars 27 to 34. The bass player, he's old. He can barely hold his bow. I don't know who you were torturing more, me or him.
There is a parallel, though, between you and Rodrigo, which is you both started your craft at a very young age. You've been acting since you were one. Is that correct?
I mean, that's what my parents told me, but, you know, well, I don't remember.
You can tell me the truth.
I actually have photos that, yeah, show that I was like the baby Jesus. But
oh, man.
Yeah, quite a responsibility, right? Like,
that's right. It's all downhill from there. No wonder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything's just been exactly been problematic since then. And yeah, I've been sort of in this world for a long, long time and trying to escape from it, actually, for many years as well. When I was an adolescent, I didn't want to be an actor. I didn't want to be a professional actor. And so in a way, it sounds weird, but yeah, Rodrigo definitely has stuff about from me as well. You know, the fact that he started to travel at a very young age and kind of started to see different parts of the world and started to not want to be tethered or put in a niche, you know, that is something, yes, that definitely also happens and happened to me when Amores Perros and Y Tu Mamá También came out.
Sure. And what's interesting about that time is you know, it sounds like you were on your own kind of journey to discover yourself. And yet Amores Perros and other movies, all of a sudden Mexico was cranking out some of the greatest, and still continues to crank out some of the greatest film in the world. But the real tipping point, I think, was around that era.
Yeah, yeah, it was a starting point, definitely. It was very, I don't know, many things came together. Many things combined with private institutions helping
funding
out. Yeah, exactly, private funding as well, and the government. And, you know, one of those harmonic situations where... And also it had to do with a strong awakening, or a kind of like with the possibility of media as well, how it kind of started to democratize. And I still grew up in a world where I would go to the cinema without knowing what the hell I was going to see. You know, like when I was in secondary school, I would go to the National Cinematheque in Mexico, and I would just see whatever was there.
Huh.
It's like, guys, I saw an amazing filmmaker, German, called Wim Wenders, guys. I mean, you have to see this film called Paris, Texas. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And everyone would be, what's the name of the German director? Wim Wenders. Because obviously they didn't know how to, you know, and Wim Wenders, you know. And it was like, And, yeah. and we would write it down. And it was like, when am I going to get to see it? Who knows, you know, because it's impossible to get.
Wow,
so,
yes.
Anyways, the Mexican cinema started to also jump into that democratizing experience of filmmaking.
Yes.
I mean, there's just many filmmakers that are doing incredible stuff and with very limited resources still, and sometimes with bigger resources.
And you're also winning, but both in Mexican film and in America. I mean, you're winning awards. You know, you have some of the best filmmakers in the world right now, are Iñárritu and Cuarón. The world is flat in filmmaking, it seems, at this point.
At this point, it does seem like that, yeah.
Well, look, this has been a wonderful chat, but I want to make sure I ask our two standard questions.
Sure.
And the first one is simply, what question are you tired of being asked in interviews?
Ah, okay. There is a question that kind of always comes and I always want to answer, you know? I mean, in a very honest way. And I always find myself in a Bermuda Triangle trying to answer that and then acknowledging the fact that it's impossible to answer that type of question in very short words or you know, in an interview.
Yeah.
Which is like, how is Mexico? Why?
Tell me quickly. How
exactly.
Is it?
Why all this violence that goes on and all this stuff? Is it really like that? Is it, you know, I always try to answer it as honestly as I can. And I try to include the totality of the answer as well.
But it's too vast a topic.
Exactly.
To capture very quickly.
Exactly. Because we're talking about the world, basically.
Well, I will not ask you that question because our show is unfortunately not long enough to begin to get at the answer. So I'll ask you another question, which is tell us something we don't know. And now this is something you haven't shared about yourself in interviews, or it could just be an interesting piece of trivia about the world.
Ah, okay. I realized that before I could see myself becoming a football player or a pilot or an archaeologist or whatever. But one thing I know I can't do is be an astronaut.
Why can't you be an astronaut?
Because I have kids now.
Mm.
Once you have kids, you can't be an astronaut.
You mean you don't want to leave the planet? You don't want to leave them?
No.
You're too frightened about what might happen?
Not to them, but to me.
Yeah. Yes. No, certainly. You're afraid that you may disappear and they'll be left without a parent.
Exactly. Or that I would not be able to enjoy them. And so I think I cannot be an astronaut. I mean, it's something that kind of, it's like a loss of innocence in a sense.
I think what's happening is here, you've seen your compatriot Alfonso Cuarón's Gravity.
And I was freaked out.
But that's actually... That's fiction.
Really?
That wasn't a real movie.
They actually,
yes. Sandra Bullock did not go to space.
No, wait a minute. How do they?
George Clooney is still alive.
How do they work out with all the catering and stuff there?
That's not real.
You could
still be an astronaut.
Okay. Well, okay.
Gael Garcia Bernal. He stars in the Amazon series Mozart in the Jungle. Season 2 premieres December 30th. His work in season 1 just earned him a Golden Globe nomination. Enrico,
yeah.
I hope he makes it to the ceremony because he seemed kind of crushed when I told him Spider-Man wasn't real.
Wait, what?